Good morning, everyone. Today is the 5th of May, 2028. It's actually Thursday. And Mark is continuing reading in Psalm 78 today. And he's going to read verses 38 through 72 today for us. He stopped at 38, but he's going to start at 38 today. And he's going to read through verse 72. And I've got it queued up at 38 for you right now.
Psalm.
Let me make sure I started that. I think I did. let's see. Yeah, it's recording, so you're good to go.
Psalm what?
Well, 78. And it starts there at verse 38.
But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passed away and cometh not again. How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God, living the Holy One of Israel. He remembered not his hand of the day when he delivered them from the enemy, how he had wrought his signs and his wonders in the field of Zoan. And turned their rivers into blood, and their floods that they could not drink. He sent divers sort of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs which destroyed them. He gave also their increase unto the caterpillar and their labor unto the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, sycamore trees with frost. He gave their cattle also the hail, and their flocks the hot thunderbolts. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation, troubled by sending evil angels among them. He made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence. Smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength and tabernacle of Ham. But made his own people to go forth like sheep and guide them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them on safely so that they feared not, but to see overwhelm their enemies. And he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, even to this mountain which his right hand had purchased. Cast out the heathen also before them, divide them inheritance by line. May the tribes of Israel dwell in their tents. Yet they attempt to provoke the Most High God and kept not his testimonies, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They returned aside like a deceitful bow. They provoked him to anger with their high places, removed him to jealousy with their graven images. When God heard this, he was wroth and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men, delivered his strength into captivity, his glory into the enemy's hand. He gave his people over also unto the sword. His wrath was inheritance. The fire consumed their young men. Their maidens were not given to marriage. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. The Lord awaked as one out of sleep, and like a mighty man that shouted by reason of wine. He smote his enemies, the higher parts, put them to perpetual reproach. You said it's 78?
To the end, 72.
It shows the tribe of Judah, the mountain Zion, which he loved, and he built his sanctuary like high palaces, like the earth which he had established forever. He chose David also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. And following the ewes, great and young, he brought him to feed Jacob, his people, and Israel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands.
Thank you. Thank you, Martin. By the way, for our hearers' edification, you can always see this on Mark's YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and put in Mark Phillips, and you'll find Mark Phillips' YouTube channel. And it has all of Mark's daily devotionals on there, so, which is right now he's reading through the Psalms. And so, I encourage you to do that also. Mark's readings in the Psalms are also on sermonaudio.com under Pineville Grace Fellowship. So he's also on that every day. Have a blessed day.